Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 56. Winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 52.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Republicans are pushing to ramp up national security. A new bill would prevent government agencies from buying drones and drone replacement parts from countries of concern, which includes China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. House Bill 2820 comes from House Majority Leader Chris Croft from Overland Park. Massive chunks of hail belted parts of Kansas and Missouri last night, bringing traffic to a standstill along Interstate 70 and unleashing a possible tornado as meteorologists urged residents to stay inside. AccuWeather said the previously predicted hail was deemed gorilla hail because it had the potential to be so big. Hail that's the size of tennis balls, baseballs, or softballs can do a tremendous amount of damage, and if you get hit in the head, it could be fatal. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Shawnee County jury has found Austin Langley, 44, guilty of attempted murder in relation to a 2020 stabbing incident. On July 2nd of 2020, officers with the Topeka Police Department responded to a reported stabbing at a fireworks stand around the Dillon's parking lot. Witnesses told police that Langley walked up behind a man and stabbed him in the back before running away. Topeka police arrested Langley shortly after the report, a few blocks from the stand. On March 13th, Langley was found guilty of attempted murder in the first degree and aggravated battery. Langley's sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. The National Weather Service is sending out teams to assess the tornado damage in northeast Kansas. Tornado warnings were issued last night starting around 8 p.m. in portions of Waubunsee, Shawnee, and Jackson counties. Most of the damage was in rural areas. No injuries were reported in the twisters, which started around 8 p.m. in an area west of Topeka. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johns. The Nebraska legislature attempt to override Governor Jim Pillen's veto of the Safe Needles bill has failed. 30 votes were needed to overturn the veto, and 30 initially supported the bill, but only 27 voted in favor of overriding the governor in his veto. Despite passing through the legislature last week, Governor Pillen said that the sources cited by the proponents of the bill don't pertain to today's opioid crisis. The legislation received widespread bipartisan support and was introduced by State Senator Megan Hunt of Omaha with the intent of helping communities control the spread of diseases like HIV. In other news, Jim Macy, the director of Nebraska's Department of Energy, for the past 9 years has decided to retire. The 63-year-old Macy will retire effective April 19th. And prior to working for the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, he spent 28 years with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council heard a presentation Monday from an engineer who outlined the process for developing a storm sewer district, which would more equitably provide funding for storm sewer repair needs. Currently, the funding is through the sewer fund, and significant upgrades, repair, and replacements are expected in coming years.
So, you know, a logical starting point, and there's a reason I mention this, would be for your budget preparation is to carve out the operational expenses of stormwater and set up a budget just for that. Another reason why you need to do that, if you're going to consider pulling that out of the sanitary sewer so that the sanitary sewer rates don't have to cover that, Now's the time to do it. And I say that because those rate studies are underway, and the consultant's going to need that policy decision from you all pretty darn soon.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry said that now is the right time to consider such an option.
I firmly believe we have needs we don't firmly grasp. Since this started coming up, I've had more people tell me about concerns they had with stormwater here or there, or places where their basement floods, and they just haven't said anything. And I'm like, I think there's more that needs tackled than meets the eye. And the fact that we haven't had the ability to fully fund those projects has not let us address them and just let them grow. So I don't know where the council's position is. I'm of the inclination to separate this from sanitary sewer and create a standalone fund. And since we're going to have a new administrator and we're getting ready for budget time, it seems like the timing is good to start making those decisions, I would presume.
Staff and some 49 residents at Cambridge Place Care Home in Marysville were evacuated for a short time last Wednesday morning after Marysville Fire Department responded shortly before 9 a.m. for a fire in a clothes dryer in the laundry area. The assisted living side of the care facility was not affected. A smoldering fire was covered at the Washington County landfill last Friday, which was discovered in the construction demolition pit. Greenlee Fire Department responded briefly, but county workers handled the issue, which was believed to have been a result of spontaneous combustion. Pony Express Partnership for Children will host an open house for the Bright Beginnings Child Care Facility at the Lincoln Center on North 4th Street in Marysville this Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. The annual legislative forum in Marysville, Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes with Senators Elaine Bowers and Dennis Pyle, as well as State Representative Lisa Mosier attending. Public is welcome. Washington County Farm Bureau will also host a legislative coffee with Bowers and Mosier this Saturday, 11 a.m. at Sale Barn Cafe in Washington. Again, the public is welcome. Lillis annual St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration planned Saturday at 2. The Spring Nationals at Beatrice Speedway this weekend have been postponed for a week due to track conditions and will be rescheduled March 22nd and 23rd. Marshall County Sport and Recreation hosting Northland Community College and Dakota College baseball teams this weekend with doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday.
Northland arrives in Marysville Thursday. Dakota arrives Friday. They'll play Saturday with games at 1 and 3. Sunday games at noon and 2 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Public encouraged to attend. Charlie Broxterman, age 89, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery at Lillis. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. In charge of arrangements for Charlie Broxterman. Alice A. Gurley, age 94, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 1 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Alice Gurley. Margaret Poulsen, age 96, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Margaret Poulsen. Richard B. Rick Aikman, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders' funeral home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rick Aikman.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Westerly winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Breezy throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And staying sunny throughout Monday as well with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 55, record high on this date 87, the average low 31 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:32, sunrise in the morning at 7:41. Wide-ranging half to an inch and a half of rain last night with some small hail. We were at an inch of rain here at studios in Marysville Wednesday evening.
March is a great time for some backyard bird feeder maintenance. Some advice your feathered friends will appreciate today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 14th, the 74th day of the year. Albert Einstein was born on this day, and in 1794, Eli Whitney patented the cotton gin. As we wait for the return of the songbirds of spring, now would be a good time to give your backyard feeder a thorough cleaning. A dirty feeder can sicken birds with fungus and bacteria. Wash it in a 10% bleach solution, scrub it thoroughly, let it soak for about 10 minutes, and rinse well. Inspect the feeder for sharp edges, which could injure birds, and clean up droppings, which can be sources of infection. Then listen carefully. The beautiful singing you hear this spring just might be their way of saying thank you. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birds at almanac.com.
House to Home Design and Decor will be in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, featuring home decor, accent furniture, faux florals, and seasonal items. At the former L.C. Graces building in Frankfort. Dress up your home's decor with a stop. Open daily 10 to 5 through Saturday in Frankfort. House to Home Design and Decor.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville. Now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
There will be an estate sale for Gene Roethlisberger in Randolph this Friday and Saturday with a walnut buffet with hutch, side buffet and table with six chairs, walnut desk, a washstand, blonde bedroom set, second bedroom set, plus three recliners, a TV, an entertainment center, glide rocker, two sofas, a baby crib, bookcase with glass doors, assorted glassware, Tupperware, a Corral plate set, Christmas decoration, and more. See photos on Marketplace on Facebook. Text or call 785-293-2264. Estate sale in Randolph at 308 East Garrison, Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a short trip in the Big 12 basketball tournament for the Kansas Jayhawks as they fell last night to the number 11 Cincinnati Bearcats with a 72-52 loss. It started off rocky for the Jayhawks going into the half down 38-25 as KJ Adams Jr. was the big scorer for the Jayhawks, putting 22 points on the board with 34 minutes on the court, having four rebounds and two assists. John Harris Jr. had 8 points, with Nicholas Timberlake having 5 points on the night. They finish off their season with the tournament at 22-10. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, however, they did upset the number 7 Texas Longhorns with a 78-74 victory last night, keeping them in the tournament. The Wildcats went into the half down by 10 points, but rallied by the end of the night, having Tyler Perry put 21 points on the board, Arthur Kaluma having 14 points, and Cam Carter having 10. They continue on in the tournament with tip-off again tonight against the number 2 Iowa State Cyclones with tip-off at 6 p.m.
Highland Community College 38th Annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Game set for Saturday, March 23rd at 1 at the Ben Allen Fieldhouse on the campus of Highland Community College. Rosters include Maggie Tober of Valley Heights, Emma Hardwick of Frankfort, Victoria Kuckelman of Centralia, led by coaches Cindy Osterhaus and Molly Hildebrand from Centralia High School. Opposite side of the court includes Alexis Dollinghaus of Frankfort, Tessa Losi of Hanover, and Delana Merck of Valley Heights. Again, the All-Star Volleyball Game at Highland Community College, Saturday, March 23rd.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's a lot. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head!
Three-point try again. That was Swift!
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat Basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Listen to Kansas State Basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State Basketball, live on KNDY.
Play ball!
Kick those wintertime blues this weekend with college baseball in Marysville. Marshall County Sports and Recreation welcomes Northland Community College and Dakota College as they travel the country for spring ball. Two doubleheaders will be played at Feldhausen Field on Saturday at 1 and 3 p.m. and Sunday at noon and 2 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for ages 5 to 17. Enjoy collegiate baseball in your own backyard this Saturday and Sunday at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Marshall County Sports and Recreation would like to remind all parents that registration for summer softball and baseball is now open.
Spring Nationals at the Beatrice Speedway this weekend have been postponed a week due to track conditions. No racing this weekend. Spring Nationals postponed for a week.
Move overcrowded seedlings to larger containers once they have two sets of true leaves. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The first leaves that appear are rather indistinct and are called seed leaves. The next set of leaves look more like the mature plant's leaves and are called true leaves. Once the next set of true leaves forms, it's time to transplant overcrowded seedlings. Use a fork or spoon to carefully lift out the seedling. Clusters of seedlings can be dug and carefully teased apart before planting into individual pots. Be careful not to pinch or damage the young, tender stems. Place seedlings in their own clean container filled with moist, sterile potting mix. Plant the young plants at the same depth they were growing in the original container. Continue to grow them in a sunny window or under artificial lights, and water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today's cities don't need to be laid out so that ox carts can make U-turns. However, that was the plan behind this Texas town. While the oxen on the roads are now gone, they left the streets wide and never forgot their German heritage here. It's a recipe for success in the state's hill country. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
About an hour northwest of San Antonio, you'll find the city of Fredericksburg. It was founded in 1846 by German immigrants, and as Amanda Kuhn explains, the broad, straight roads through town had a slightly different purpose 150 years ago.
Our main street is very uniform. It is also very wide, so that the ox carts could turn on Main Street.
In the center of town, you'll find a multi-sided building that was actually quite important to those first settlers.
The Vereins Kirche is actually one of the first buildings in Fredericksburg. It was the church, the community hall, the school, and a fort.
It's just one of 700 historic structures that's on the list to see in Fredericksburg. Plus, the folks here keep busy celebrating German heritage and much more.
We actually have over 300 special events and festivals throughout each year. Many of them are centered around our German heritage, like Oktoberfest. Three-day festival draws about 20,000 people.
Actually, the Oktoberfest is firmly rooted in the agriculture the Germans brought to the area.
The wineries are extremely important to us here in Fredericksburg. I would say it can be dated back to our German settling. They would make wine out of Mustang grapes, so that's always been a part of our heritage. Now we're home to nearly two dozen wineries in our county.
Today, Fredericksburg has just over 10,000 people, but it can accommodate plenty of visitors. In fact, it seems just about everyone in town has opened their home.
Enjoy a stay in one of our 400 100 B&Bs, and that's different operations, not beds within the same one. Sit in a rocking chair and just relax.
And plenty do come to relax and also take in the sights of this historic German town. Traveling the countryside in Fredericksburg, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
When I see a snake, my knee-jerk reaction is to get rid of it. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. I'm sure it's just looking for a mouse to eat, but sometimes you do have to take control as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Being up close and personal with snakes, especially since it's hard to determine which ones are poisonous. The rattlesnake easily makes his presence known, but for others, well, you have to get a little closer to them. Brian McGowan is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says another way to tell if a creepy crawler spits venom is to look into its eyes.
In all parts of the United States, with the exception of the Southeast, where we have coral snakes, all of our venomous species are pit vipers. They belong to that family. And so they all have cat-like pupils, very elliptical pupils as opposed to round. Pit vipers, as the name implies, have a special sensory pit between and below the eyes and nostril on each side.
In the U.S., the snakes that are potentially harmful include rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths, coral snakes, and sea snakes. Non-poisonous snakes may still bite, but most only strike if they're cornered or provoked. One way to catch a scaly scoundrel is by putting out a glue trap, which is a cardboard box with sticky stuff on the bottom.
They kind of crawl in that box because a lot of snakes kind of look for those little hideaways for cover, and they get stuck to the box. And then you can take them out to an area and pour vegetable oil on them. It reverses the adhesive action, and then the next time that snake sheds its skin, they'll be totally clean of all that stuff.
If you're dead set on killing it, the only lethal measure recommended is using a long-handled shovel or hoe to sever the head from the body. Do not handle the head right after killing it. You can still be bitten from reflex action. Learn more about snake control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Taking crop scouting to a new level today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
An Israeli company called Taranis uses drones and AI technology to provide crop producers with what the company calls game tapes of farm fields. Mike DiPaola, chief commercial officer, works out of the company's U.S. headquarters in Westfield, Indiana.
You can get a leaf-level view of your field. I'm talking count the spots on a ladybug, which means we have stand counts. We have weed species, severity, quantification, insect damage, defoliation, quantified, okay? Disease ID. We track everything all year long, so we know the biology, the chemistry, the management practice.
DiPaola says Taranis partners with local ag advisors to bring the service to farmers.
Farming is an applied art as much as it is a science, and that's what we're bringing together. So we bring the science and the data science. The advisors bring the heart and the art to make sure that the growers know what's really reasonable for them to change for next year. Because you farm season after season. It's not a month-to-month thing. This is a year-after-year improvement to make sure you can stay in the game.
DiPaola says the drones detect crop threats like disease or insects and analyze crop health. Learn more at acreforward.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March 14th of 2024, and at these times we're going to be shifting gears a little bit and taking a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth as we get closer to planting season, as of course soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Soil temperature impacts also the rate of nitrification, soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So we'll take a look across the Sunflower State and we'll break it down into thirds, the western, central, and eastern third, and take a look at a couple of different locations across the state of Kansas. We'll start up in what is primarily known as one of the cooler areas of the state, or at least the one that takes the longest to get back up into those planting conditions. Start up in the northwest corner in Cheyenne. Currently, the 4-inch soil temperature is at 44 degrees. The 7-day average, a bit cooler than that, at 41 degrees as we continue this warm-up trend. Kind of on the central side of things, again, on the western third of the state, currently in Leote, 48 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, which is much warmer than their 7-day average of 44 degrees. And then all the way down in Moscow, southwest corner of the state, currently right now 50 degrees, which is a bit higher than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. Taking a look across the central third of the state, up in north central Jewell, 47 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is 3 degrees higher than their 7-day average of 44. Looking across the more central portions of the state, in McPherson, 51 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature right now, which is again a bit warmer than the 48 degree 7-day average. South central in Harper, currently right now 53 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And lastly, we'll take a look across the eastern third of the state, up in the northeast corner in Oskaloosa, currently 52 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, and the 7-day average a bit cooler than that at 47 degrees. Along the eastern border in Miami, 52 degrees is their current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to 48 degrees 7-day average. And down in the southeast corner in Cherokee, 57 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Yeah.
Nobody likes having ants, but fire ants are especially detested because their sting is dangerous for humans and animals. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
It's amazing how one tiny creature can bring so much misery to crops, animals, and humans. Fire ants are a pervasive, devilish pest in many southern states, from Florida to California. They sting farm workers and livestock, damage hay equipment with their mounds, and have even been known to remove rubber insulation from electrical wiring. Their sandy mounds are visible on the soil surface. Colonies with hundreds of thousands of ants are built underground with a queen that lays hundreds of eggs per day. Tracy Harris is Vice President of Sales with Central Life Sciences. He says many people use a spray to kill the adult ants, but it doesn't solve the problem.
If you use just an adulticide, like if you spray a permethrin or a pyrethroid or something like that on the ant, it would kill that ant. But it's going to signal the rest of the ants, we got to get out of here, there's a problem. And so they will move the mound, and they have the escape tunnels. They go 20 feet, build a new house.
He says the best strategy is to use a chemical product that kills adult ants and sterilizes the queen, so the colony naturally collapses. Harris recommends baiting as a control method.
Because they'll take that bait down and feed the colony with that bait. That's what we're doing to get it into the colony versus just spray it. You can do a mound treatment, or actually in the citrus groves, they're doing aerial treatments, or they're using a four-wheeler and a spreader and putting their pound on the ground. Doesn't take very much.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about fire ant control at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low salt starter fertilizer right now.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March 14th of 2024, and at these times we're going to be shifting gears a little bit and taking a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth as we get closer to planting season, as of course soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Soil temperature impacts also the rate of nitrification, soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So we'll take a look across the Sunflower State, and we'll break it down into thirds, the western, central, and eastern third, and take a look at a couple of different locations across the state of Kansas. We'll start up in what is primarily known as one of the cooler areas of the state, or at least the one that takes the longest to get back up into those planting conditions. Start up in the northwest corner in Cheyenne. Currently, the 4-inch soil temperature is at 44 degrees. The 7-day average a bit cooler than that at 41 degrees as we continue this warm-up trend. Kind of on the central side of things, again, on the western third of the state, currently in Leote, 48 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, which is much warmer than their 7-day average of 44 degrees. And then all the way down in Moscow, southwest corner of the state, currently right now 50 60 degrees, which is a bit higher than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. Taking a look across the central third of the state, up in north central Jewell, 47 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is 3 degrees higher than their 7-day average of 44. Looking across the more central portions of the state, in McPherson, 51 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature right now, which is again a bit warmer than the 48 degree 7-day average. South central in Harper, currently right now 53 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees. And lastly, we'll take a look across the eastern third of the state, up in the northeast corner in Oskaloosa, currently 52 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature, and the 7-day average a bit cooler than that at 47 degrees. Along the eastern border in Miami, 52 degrees is their current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to 48 degrees 7-day average. And down in the southeast corner in Cherokee, 57 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management, or WOAM major, provides a distinctive learning experience for students wanting to incorporate the outdoors into their future careers. K-State sophomore and WOAM major Lily Nelson relays a general overview of the subject and what kinds of students should consider pursuing this program.
The program is really awesome. I love all the hands-on stuff we get to do. It's a very hands-on program. We get to do different trips to go learn all about different shooting sports. We take lots of different little field trips to go down to the river and learn stuff just hands-on, and that's one of my favorite parts of the program in general. I also just love how specific the things that we are learning are. They're very interesting, and it just makes you want to learn more about each topic that we're going into. Since it is such a small program, I do get to know all the other students in the program as well as our faculty. This program is very open to all people from all different backgrounds. I know a couple of students that had never touched a firearm before they came into the program, but everyone, just the community aspect is just so strong that we are so welcoming to anyone from any background, whether you've never hunted before or you've been a hunter for your entire life. Our professors and the other students will guide them and push them along the right track and help them figure out exactly what they're doing.
Nelson explains a few of the potential careers after graduation.
After college, my hope is to go into the firearms industry. That's always been my passion. I don't know exactly what I want to do within the industry, but I'm really excited for whatever opportunities presents itself when the time comes to be looking for a career. Recently, I've really been into the shotgun sport side of things. I got to go down to the NSCA National Championship earlier this year, and that really opened up my eyes to a whole other side of the industry that I'd never really experienced before. So some of my classmates are looking to do like opening an outfitter, so guiding all kinds of hunts, as well as like land management companies where they'll go in and manage your land for different purposes, such as like upland game bird, waterfowl, or big game management.
She discusses her current employment within WOAM.
So I am our social media manager. So this, I started doing this last semester. Essentially what I do is manage all of our social media. So I make social media posts, just promoting the program and different things that we have going on. Recently I've been doing a student spotlight every Friday. So we'll highlight a different student within the program to hopefully reach out to prospective students that might be in the program. So they get to know a little bit more about what people are wanting to do with the program and what they love about the program.
That was K-State sophomore and WOM major Lily Nelson on one of the most unique disciplines at K-State, Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management. Learn more at www.hnr.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The government's producer price index rose 1.6% year over year in February, the most since last September. Analysts say it's a sign the Fed's efforts to tamp down inflation by slowly raising interest rates might not be the fastest fix. Stocks have reacted with a pullback. The Dow Jones late this morning was down 87 points. The NASDAQ and S&P were off 0.2 and 0.3%, respectively. There's trouble on the road for electric car startup Fisker. The Wall Street Journal says it's hired a restructuring firm to help with a possible bankruptcy filing. The company reported about $273 million in sales last year, but it's carrying more than $1 billion in debt. And Keurig is rethinking the K-Cup and introducing what it calls the K-Round. Instead of plastic, the new pods will be made of a plant-based material that can be tossed the same way as coffee grounds. The new pods also mean a new brewer. The K-Rounds will initially work only with the Keurig Alta. Jim Ryan, ABC News.